As we've heard, today's hearing of the 9/11 Commission was its final public session. Yesterday, I spoke with Republican Commission member James Thompson about the panel's findings. Today, we turn to Democratic member Jamie Gorelick. She's a former United States Deputy Attorney General, and she says this morning's depiction of the 9/11 response is one of confusion and failure.
Well, the staff statement calls what happened on the day of 9/11 an improvised defense, and I think that's a very apt description. It is quite clear that the agencies of government who should have been protecting us in these circumstances had not even barely contemplated this sort of event and therefore were not prepared to execute against any kind of plan. And so you had massive miscommunication and failure to execute on what they needed to do.
You had heard testimony earlier from Richard Clark, who said that this was a scenario that had been envisioned back in 1996 during the Summer Olympics, and that should have been reason for there to have been a plan in place. Do you agree with that?
This is a persistent question that we have had. There seems to have been an enormous disconnect between the intelligence community and what it thought the threats were, and the individuals who had to plan against given threats. So you see the FAA utterly unprepared for and not taking any steps to prevent a hijacking of this sort. And you hear NORAD, that is our military, who are supposed to protect the domestic airspace, saying that they were focused completely outward and had almost no capacity to protect us internally.
On the morning of 9/11, some of the details in the staff report this morning are quite troubling. There was this, that the Northeast Air Defense Sector received the information that the flight that was heading south was American Airlines Flight 11. This was at 9:24 in the morning, well after that plane had already crashed into the World Trade Center. How do you account for that?
This is one of the things we have not been able to account for, and it had terrible, terrible consequences because the military was scrambled against a plane that didn't exist anymore and therefore was ignoring threats that were still up in the air, the threat to the Pentagon and the threat to the White House.
There were F-16s in the air over Washington, and the staff report also includes this, a statement from one of those pilots who was scrambled that morning out of Langley, saying that he didn't even know that the threat came from a hijacked airplane. He thought it was a cruise missile threat from the sea.
They were simply told to scramble. The pilots believe that it is the old Soviet-style threat, believe it or not, and they're looking for a cruise missile. And not only that, they're in the wrong place to intercept the hijacked aircraft because they are following protocols that were not meant for the situation at all.
Did that affect the ultimate outcome in any way?
Well, had the wonderfully gallant people on Flight 93 that took down the plane that they were passengers in not done that, we are not at all clear that our military would have been able to shoot down that plane before it flew into the Capitol, which was its plan.
Are you more confident, having heard what you heard today, about the systems in place now for air defense in the event of an attack?
Well, I am more confident that the systems are more robust and more coordinated than they were prior to 9/11, but, and this is a pretty big but, we were warned essentially by a number of witnesses that the issue of who maintains the radars so that our military has an accurate picture of what's going on in our airspace, the question of coordination, who is running things. Those are open questions which still need to be addressed. And when we go out of business, we will point out what we can point out. And my assumption is that the executive agencies will take responsibility from there on to try to make sure that we are as protected as we can be.
I'd like to turn to the question of al-Qaeda's possible connections with Iraq, which came out in the hearing yesterday. President Bush today maintained that there is an ongoing relationship between Iraq and al-Qaeda that existed before, which seems to contradict the staff statement that your commission came out with yesterday. Can you clarify what that contradiction might be?
The staff statement says essentially that Iraq and Saddam Hussein played no role in the 9/11 plot, and that Saddam Hussein was not an active supporter of al-Qaeda. To the extent that individuals may assert that there were contacts from time to time, That may well be true, but what the staff found was that there was no collaboration.
Vice President Cheney has said that there's overwhelming evidence of an Iraq-Al-Qaeda connection. Is that a fair statement, do you think?
Well, all I can say, and I will stick to the wording of our staff statement, the staff would not agree with that conclusion, and I would also say that the administration had our staff statement well in advance. It did take issue with a number of factual assertions, none of them having to do with the statements about the Iraq Al-Qaeda connection. So our expectation is, and we've talked about this as a commission, is that if the administration had contrary facts, it would have brought them to our attention.
One of the lines in that staff statement that came out yesterday says that the contacts between Iraq and Al-Qaeda do not appear to have resulted in a collaborative relationship. And I guess the question is, does that mean specific to the attacks of 9/11, or does that speak to something broader than that?
It speaks to something broader than that.
Your work on this commission is going to wrap up in just about a month. Do you think you have enough time?
Well, I personally would have liked a little more time than what we have, but we are up against a political campaign, and those in Congress who control the timing and the funding, et cetera, felt that it was very important for us to be done well in advance of the election, and we are trying to respect that judgment. But we are working on a hearing, book chapters of the report, and policy recommendations all at once, and that's hard.
Commissioner Gorelick, thanks for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
Jamie Gorelick is former Deputy Attorney General of the United States and one of the Democratic members of the 9/11 Commission.